Did you?
Hey.
This is Amy.
And this is Anna. And this is
The Flip Side. Sorry, we're a little late. I had to go buy Cheetos for our door angel.
For our door angel, which, if you've been listening, is our very exclusive
angel.
Yeah, lady of the street who guards our door. However, we, of course, get here the day we got her some Cheetos, and she wasn't here. So we left them, and I think maybe it'll be a nice little surprise for when she comes back.
Do you see what I'm struggling over here? I'm struggling because this microphone and this seat aren't matched. Okay. It's been one of those days, right?
Yeah, it's been a little bit rushed. I have to say, though, weather-wise, it's beautiful.
Absolutely. I think there was like a bomb or something. There had to have been something with like the 10 cop cars coming down.
We definitely saw the bomb squad on the way in.
And we were rerouted through Cahuenga. So if you're out there, be careful. Don't touch any packages that you don't know
where they came from.
Absolutely. Did you find a bottle opener for that?
I did not.
What are you drinking tonight?
Today I have Angry Orchard Hard Cider Apple Ginger, because I feel like ginger plays into your holistic views, and it's always good, and it's a stomach soother, so let's go for it.
Absolutely. It's really funny because I have been coming across a lot of people who have actually, like, first they poo-poo my advice, and then they try it for, like, months on end.
Yeah.
And then they come back to me and have to, like, actually admit that I was right. No, every morning I made up this thing that I call, like, the no limpy latte, so that I don't limp because of my injuries from my accident. And so every morning I mix cinnamon, turmeric, honey with hot water and like cold brewed coffee.
Oh, sounds good.
Oh my God. And you add a little nutmeg and a little bit of clove to it. And it's like almost like a pumpkin latte, but it actually reduces inflammation. It is a natural painkiller. If you have like rheumatoid arthritis, if you take this every single day, you will see marked diminished symptoms. I have one friend who couldn't bend her pinky finger or her index finger, and now she can.
And that's because what's in there? It's like anti-inflammatory, but I know turmeric is.
So cinnamon is also a painkiller, anti-inflammatory. It regulates your blood, your blood sugars and your blood. It's an anti-appetite as well. And it really, really lubricates the joints. So the combination of the cinnamon, the honey, and the turmeric together mixed, the compound, is equivalent to like taking a Celebrex.
Dude, should we – I want you to put together like a little recipe card and we throw it up on our website.
Absolutely. I'm writing an e-cookbook right now, kind of about my lifestyle and how to eat for nutrition to feed your cells. And it's one of the recipes, so I'll definitely put it up there so people can follow it.
Yay. Well, and then we can make it at home. I want to make that.
Oh, my God. Have you ever gotten a bottle from a place that, like, you're just so more excited about, like, the bottle than the product that came in it? I got a glass bottle from this juicery, and the juice was awful, but I love the bottle. And now I make my, like, no limpy latte in it to go.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I feel that way about, is it Bullet Bourbon?
I love you.
Have you seen this bottle? They're pretty.
I think I saw one in your kitchen too.
Yeah, I use it as a flower vase now, but they're pretty cool and funky and I can
get
down.
Oh yeah, cuz they're like oval.
Yeah, and the bottle's like printed on. So that's sweet. What are you drinking? I see that you have a drink mixing it up today.
I'm trying something new, a little berry vodka and club soda, cuz you know I don't. Oops. That almost spilled all over me. I don't vary far from my holistic practices, because otherwise I just feel like crap, but I still want to enjoy myself.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to say, while we make a drink, why don't we play a little song and get everyone into the groove? Today, what are we doing? We're doing like a Mariah Carey Wednesdays. Because who doesn't need a little Mariah in her life or in their lives? She just came out with a new album, didn't she?
Yeah, and she's also performing in Vegas, which you know what? I hated on Mariah my entire like youth, because I was a Whitney Houston fan, and there was a divide.
It's like Elvis versus the Beatles, totally.
Yeah. Are you Elvis or Beatles?
Yeah, I go back and forth. I just can't decide.
really, there's not a Beatle I would, you know, want to do. So I think it's Elvis all the way for me.
See, I like the Beatles music, but I dig Elvis's vibe as like a dude.
See, so. I dig the Beatles message.
Yeah.
But I dig Elvis and his music.
Yeah. I was going to say, you heard about the controversy with her, the cover art for her album, right?
No, what happened?
Oh, that she just had an extreme amount of photoshopping done. And, yeah. Like, everyone's like, those aren't her legs. There's no way. And, like, I saw her performing on Jimmy Kimmel. I haven't actually seen the cover, but it's like, come on, people. It's Mariah Carey. Like, what do we expect?
What do you expect with any celebrity? They have to...
Well, I feel like it's, you know, with most celebrities, they have a team around them. And it's like... Like, she personally was not the one that was like, yes, Photoshop made it extreme. Like, it was definitely her publicist or whatever.
They don't want any celebrity to be human. They're human beings, and they have flaws, and God forbid we should see them. Oh, so should we roulette it?
Yeah, do it. Here we go. Let's do it.
Cause you'll always be my baby, and we'll linger on. Time can erase a feeling. when your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in.
The show Undateable. He had a cameo.
Undateable?
Yeah, with Chris Daya.
Okay.
My favorite.
God. He was so nice when we went to the Comedy Store, and what you did to me was fucking awful.
I didn't do anything.
No, okay. You wanted to sit up front. I was content sitting with our friends, But you have this thing.
I threw a tantrum. But I have to say, like, what's the point of going to a comedy show if you can't see or hear people?
Okay, but what you do.
And when you know there's going to be a ton of hilarious. It was like one of the best comedy shows we've been to, right?
Of course. But you, because you put me in front of you mm-hmm. as a pawn. You did.
But you're a good player. Like, I know you can roll with it. And actually, I think you can give back more than is thrown at you. So I know you could handle it.
I can handle it. But
I think
it was
actually,
like,
if I'm thinking back, no, clearly, I think
every
you,
single one of them.
Yeah. And I also think you slightly volunteered to come up with me.
Well, no, because I'm, listen, ride or die, bitch. And you were like, yes. For me, like, you know how I am. Like, for, I don't care as long as everyone's happy. Whatever, like, okay, she, if it makes her happy to go sit over there and she's gonna have this bitchy face across from me because she didn't get her way, then I'm gonna go sit up front with her. But I thought that when, like, when we were facing the stage, it was fine. But when those people came and moved us and our backs were to the stage and I can't turn my neck to the right, I had to face the stage directly. And I have huge double D's. And you have these comedians and it's like, oh, crowd, 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 boobs. 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 Like, every single comedian fucked with me.
Well, but I mean, the thing is, though, like,
I love you anyway.
I'm tall. I'll give it to you. Yeah, I'm tall. But sitting in the back with, like, 10 short people in front of me that are all, like, sitting one on top of the other, they add up. And I can't see around that.
Okay, so the next time we go, you can sit in front of me in the front row and I'll sit in
the I'll totally do that. I just wanted to make sure you could see.
You're always watching.
I was actually looking out for you.
Okay. Always,
I got you, girl.
You got my back. So that they can make fun of my friends. Very fun.
But yeah, it's funny. I didn't know what Ed Sheeran looked like. I know he was like, what was it, American Idol or The Voice or something?
I've got to be honest. I don't watch any of those.
Neither do I. But he came out of the television, like, contest world. I know that.
He did?
And, I think so.
Oh, my God. That's how you become celebrity.
These days. And he was getting a lot of attention because he's, like, he's a great artist. And you know, I was like, all right, like, I'll give it to him. And then I finally caught him on Undateable. And I was like, oh, my God. He's a ginger.
Oh.
You win. He wins. I'm all about it. I can totally support now. But yeah, that last song I kind of go back and forth on because I'm just like, I'm like, it's so sappy.
Well,
but then some days I'm like, oh yes, it's the best song ever.
See, and I'm such a sap with that song because my legs don't work like they used to. And so, like, I heard it and I'm like, oh, I resonate.
It resonates. Oh,
but I don't need to be sappy all the time about it.
Excuse me.
Cider.
So, yeah, I think we have a good selection going on. He was a surprise to Mariah. I was expecting another Mariah song. So.
No, I just pressed, shuffle.
The mashup.
So what have you been working on? Because I know that you've finally shot your Dungeons and Dragons, the opposite of my fantasy football spoof.
Right.
Where nobody was naked and nobody, you know, was hiking.
Well, so We shot our first day of it, but that was like the most treacherous and like hard detail oriented day. Or actually, it was a night shoot. It was an all night shoot. We got through that, and then actually out of that, like right after, I ended up booking a gig on a little pilot, which was awesome. And
you're a stunt woman now, is what you're.
Well, so yeah, I got to do a bunch of stunts actually in that too. So it's been kind of like a stunt physical weekend to week.
Would you ever do like stunt work?
Truthfully, actually I would be really particular about it because every stunt person I know is like fighting arthritis or like has broken 50,000 bones or like has had their spine ripped out and like put sewn back together and put back in. So they, like, not many stunt people get to the ripe old age of 30 without having some severe problems. So for me, I think stunts are great. I'm not about like throwing myself down a flight of stairs. When I was younger, I used to do that stuff, like jump off buildings and do all this crazy stuff. But now it's like, I pick and choose. I'd rather just have fun and do like, oh, being dragged around or, you know,
I think you were predisposed to be a STEM person.
Because I'm athletic?
No, because of the story you told me about what you did to your parents' windshield.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. Please tell the story. It's, like, my favorite.
Well, it's actually going to be my next project, so.
That's amazing. Can I just describe, like, you're, like, a superhuman. You're, no, you're so athletic. You're so strong. And even as a child, I could visual, like.
Totally. See, this is, I think, where everyone falls into, but it was, like, totally by accident. As a kid, I was a really physical kid, and my mom had to run some errands, and I was really upset about it. And the car we used to have, my feet used to rest on the dashboard easily, very easily. And so when I would get upset to, like, release some anger, you know, I'd just slam my heels into the dashboard because, you know, I could take it. It was, like, reinforced. It was no big deal. So on this one outing, my mom's running some errands. I was, like, hot and bothered, and I don't know, I was like 9, 10, 11, maybe 11.
I didn't know you were that old. I thought you were like...
Maybe, I don't know. It all blurs together from like 12 down.
I thought you were like 8 or 9 when I visualized
it you. It could have been 8 or 9.
11 makes it even fucking better. No. It makes it better, Anna.
No, I was young. I was really young. But so my mom was like, okay, sit in the car. I'm going to go run some errands. And she jumps in the store and I'm like... I'm just so upset. So I start kicking the dashboard.
You almost said motherfucker. I saw your mouth.
I was just like, no, I don't want to sit in this car. So I'm kicking the dashboard. I get like maybe 2 kicks in. My foot slips and my heel connects with the windshield and just shatters the windshield. And like, you know, the worst part is it's not like this big dramatic thing where it shatters around you because it's the car reinforced windshield. It shatters and then it's stuck there like this ominous looming, you just broke me, you're gonna be in so much trouble, your life is on the line kind of deal.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I was in shock. I was totally in shock. And
like, Steve Urkel, did I do that?
I couldn't. it totally was like, did I do that? So, and like, my first instinct was like, run. And I'm like, where am I going to run to? It's my hometown. Like, I'm not going to get far. So, the next best thing is pretend like you're asleep and you didn't do it. Like a bird flew into the window and that's what happened.
I can only imagine, like, what was your, like,
horrible.
Did she even wake you up? Were you just like, I'm asleep? Like,
she got in the car. The best part is my mom, like, being a most amazing woman that she is, she went into this, it was a lighting store, like a warehouse, interior design warehouse. And she, I don't know if it was like coming up on Easter or something, but they had a big stuffed rabbit in the window. Mm. And she had bought it because she felt bad for dragging me around. She like, and so she had this, like, you know, big stuffed animal for me. And she gets to the car and she's like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this is like, what? And literally she's just like, I'm going to let your dad handle it. Like, you'll see. Good luck with that. And like, threw the bunny in the back and we were off. And yeah, to this day, I will never live it down. Like, my dad swears I just got angry and kicked out the windshield. He, like, there's no story to him. He's like, no, you just kicked it out. You were angry. And you were the demon child. And I wasn't, though. Absolutely wasn't. But that was and so this is why this is turned into it. Actually, in college, I wrote a play it was like a subset of short plays that were combined into one full length play. And my next project is this subset of it, story where it's that moment where you realize, oh, my internal emotions have an effect on the world. Like, that was that moment for me. So
don't you feel like most people have no idea that their words, the way that they behave and the things that they do actually, like, affect other people?
Exactly. I think people
don't have empathy. That's the problem. I think that's why we connect, is because I have empathy and I don't comprehend people who do things to other people without, like, even batting an eye that what they're doing affects someone else.
Or like thinking like, okay, if I were in their shoes, how would I be taking this? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think anyone really kind of does that. Everybody is, you know, more concerned.
Well, I think with today, like, especially with technology, it makes it worse because, like, everyone's in, like, go mode. So it becomes very, like, honed in on your own personal needs and getting what you want out there and getting what you want out of the world.
Don't you think that's people's like natural tendency? Because I was born without that. I was born like,
well, I think it's a survival thing. I mean, at an evolutionary level, don't you think it's like a survival thing where like at the base level, you have to like look out for yourself. But because we are in a modern society, it's not like live or die. It's more of like, can I live through this? Can I live through this? And I think people do get railroaded into putting up with things that are detrimental to them personally, but because they see the greater good for the people around them, they, you know, live through it. And then like going through 10, 20 of those experiences, they end up in the hole. Do you know?
Well, no, I think that's what people who are born with empathy and who are born selfless endure. Like you and I, it's like time and time again, like we're Mugatu from Zoolander and we're taking fucking, everyone's like taking crazy pills. Like this is not how you behave. This is not how you treat people. I think, you know, most people are born into the me, 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 me. And the people who were born into like everybody deserves everything end up time and time like having to learn the same lesson over and over again.
I don't know if like I definitely see the points of that, but I don't know if everyone's born specifically like one or the other. I think like everyone's born equal, and then it's like nature versus nurture. Mm. Like their environment or their personal experiences dictate how they personally react to it.
No, because I, as a child, had a very, very hard time resonating with my entire family. I really would watch their behaviors towards each other and could not comprehend. So I'd go for like periods of time where I would refuse to speak with like my grandmother because I'd watch her effect and her words on other people and wouldn't comprehend like, why do we keep going there again? Like, and the same behavior with like my aunts and my cousins and all these people, I kept seeing like all of this dysfunctional, selfish, just two-faced behavior. And I wasn't born to comprehend that.
Did anyone ever like stick up or stand up to those people that put them in the corner?
No, because the general MO of my family is to be fake to your face and talk shit about you behind your back. And I'm not capable of that. I don't know how to be phony to somebody like, oh my God, Anna, how are you? So good to see you. Oh my God, did you see that? She's obviously put on weight. Something's going on emotionally with it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not that person. I am not cool. I'm not capable. I don't know how to do it. I really don't. I'm not a fake phony person.
That's hilarious. I think I'm just like a lazy person because I like putting on a front and then like talking BS behind people's back. I'm like, oh, so much energy. I can't do both. I can't even
find the energy to put up a front. So I think it was like probably around the age of like 12. Every Thanksgiving holiday, I was suddenly ill. I was always sick. Such a sickly girl. We should get her tonsils out. I mean, I ended up getting them at 22, but the point was, is I milked that shit. So I didn't have to be around people who I just really could not understand. Yeah. And I still
struggle with it.
I can't emotionally handle it. I can't because it really kind of almost grabs a hold of me and my mind. And I can't stop trying to comprehend, like, why do you behave like this? Wait. I can't understand.
So what are you going to do though? Like, what's your, like, how do you like save yourself?
I think with me is, I've always kind of, it's hard to say, but I've created a world for myself of people who I've known, who I've collected over the years and created like a really great supportive social network for myself that I have all these wonderful people that are like family to me.
Through Facebook?
Yes, obviously all of them. They're all in Indonesia, though. It's really weird. And I had to pay $9.99. No, just kidding. No, it's wonderful. Like, I have an aunt who's not really my aunt, but she's my aunt. I go out to lunch with her all the time. She's my aunt.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I have, like, a surrogate mama. Mm-hmm. With my mama, Odie, who I just saw before I came here. Yeah. So throughout my life, I have gravitated towards people who share the empathy and the understanding, and just we delight in each other. So I don't really I don't believe in obligatory showing face. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people give me shit for that. Like, you throw people away, you do this, you do that. It's like, no, I don't have a tolerance for bullshit, mm-hmm. period. I only go to things that make me happy. Yeah. And that's kind of what I've adopted. And it's a lovely place to be when the people who don't belong in it leave you alone.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, when I was in grade school, my religion teacher, it was like my religion class turned into like a psychology class.
Was it Catholic school?
Yeah. I was a convent. I was at a convent.
Oh, my God. Your mom knew because of the kissing in kindergarten.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So I got sentence away. But in religion class, we were studying kind of social effects of the human beings and the friends, like circles. And they say that if you draw kind of like a bullseye, in the middle is you're standing alone. And then in the first circle outside is like your closest friends. And those are the ones that really know you. And it's like, I think it's like 5 to 8 people. And then there's a next circle out, which they know you pretty well, but like not as well as your best friends. And there's like probably 10 or 12 people in that. And then the third circle is like acquaintances and like good friends, but like you only see them sporadically and like they don't know the details of your life, but like you would consider them a friend. And that's like 20 to 30, I think. And then the last circle is just like tons. I think it's like 50 to 100 people of like people you're like, oh yeah, we're friends, but you don't really know. Yeah, they're acquaintances. And then it's like the rest of the world on the outside. And it's kind of like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I used to, when I was in high school, think like, you have to be friends with everybody. You have to just, you know, Yeah. But the thing is that I can't be subsurface. I don't know how to be. Like, when I'm, like, you know how I am. If you tell me you're not feeling well, what, like, shows up at your door?
Veggie juices.
I know.
Veggie juices.
Tons of juices. It's because amazing. I don't know how not to be involved with a person and not, like, give.
Which, by the way, I have to say, on the veggie juices thing, like, I love you for that because since then, like, literally boyfriends have taken clues. And, like, every time I'm sick after that, like, my boyfriends are totally on top of it. Like, the cues. I credit Instagram. I will say that. Like, because I posted it and you said you paved the way. You changed my life.
You know what? That's my goal in life, is to have a positive effect on everyone around me.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. With that, you know what else has a positive effect on people?
Mariah Carey.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You know, every morning for the last 2 weeks, like, since I found out about all that, like, stupid surgery, whatever shit, I've been having Mariah mornings where, I mean,
why isn't our show on in the morning?
You know what? We should talk to them. I mean, why don't we just do a show every day?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I wouldn't sleep here, though. Would you?
No. I think you're backtracking now. For sure you were like, yes, let's do it.
Well, I would want to sleep downstairs with Cheeto fingers.
With our guardian angel.
crazy that the liver call my time when you're cold and lonely.
No, no.
Baby, how could you ever believe that another could replace me? Oh, hey. But when you're down in your time of need, and you're thinking how your heart be coming back to call me.
Just think again, cause I won't need your love anymore.
Baby, and we'll linger on. Time can erase our feelings.
We're back.
Hi, this is Amy.
And this is Anna.
And this is The Flip Side. Oh my God, sometimes I wish I could be a psychotic hoe.
What? What word is that? Is that a word?
Actually, yeah, it is. It's the H in that I've been adding to Cheetos all week because apparently I don't know how to spell Cheeto. H. Actually, sometimes I wish that I could be psychotic like all the other bitches out there. There's a little scenario going on. I'm going to just openly admit it. I don't really get Twitter. I'm not a tweeter. I'm just whatever for this show. Twitter, tweets, twats, whatever. Twats. So I go on to, We're good? We're good?
Yeah, we're
fitty,
good.
Fitty.
Stop screwing. Stop making an appearance.
Oh, no. We want you to make an appearance. Our guest kind of dipped out for tonight, so we got some shit to talk about in a little bit. Uh-uh. But, so here's the thing. I signed on to Twitter, and in my yesteryears, I had a really close guy friend who likes to sports bet. Mm-hmm. And I started dating this guy who was owned one of those sports betting sites. And so the two of them like went off on this whole big sports betting whatever. And I didn't realize what it's like to date someone who right. is a sports betting person. Like they're 55.
Is that a problem?
I'll be honest. I'll only watch football if I'm dating somebody and I know that they're going to take care of business before, during, and after. Otherwise, I have no intention of ever sitting and watching that. So the thing is that they kind of got into a tiff with each other. Mm-hmm. And one was claiming that the other used their site, their account to like use a lot. They use a lot of money from their account that wasn't theirs. And the other one was like, no, I wouldn't do that. I don't know. They're both sports betting liars.
The money's lost me. Yeah. Okay.
The money's gone. So I sign on to Twitter and they're the first two people who follow me. And so
on Flip Side?
No. For my own personal one. So I don't talk to either one of these people because they're both like gambling alcoholics. I don't need to have anything to do with them.
Right.
But so they kind of put me in the middle of them. Let me ask you, if I was a psychotic bitch, this is what my mind goes to, but I would never do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I'm ready for
okay,
it.
Okay, ready? Let's go. Okay, I want to tweet both of them and mm-hmm. be like, hey, at, you know, Chris Campisi and at Nick Goodwin, which one of you is the bigger sports betting liar? Go. Can you do that? You can't do that.
Well, you can do that,
but I would never do that. It's a funny idea, though.
But I don't. What's the outcome? I'm confused. Like,
I don't
what's the
know,
point of it?
It's like because they both know that they spent each other's money and tried to put me in the middle of it. Like one of them was like, I'm going to send my boys for him. The other one's like, I'm going to send my boys. And it's like, dude, I don't care whose boys get involved in what. You guys were like betting on sports and I'm not involved.
Yeah, but think of it. Maybe it's like, you know, how like roosters fluff themselves up to try and get the main chick. Like maybe that was their way of like fighting over you.
Or maybe they really just liked each other.
Maybe.
I don't know. Sorry.
We've hit the hour mark, so I think we maybe cut to some music.
Okay, and then we can cut that out. Because that's psycho bitch thinking, but it's like, seriously.
I don't think we cut it out. I just am, yeah, I think.
Those are things that come to my mind that I would like to do, but I would just never do.
Yeah, but then I think it just plays back into the like, the who can fluff their feathers the biggest, and you're going to get the same reaction, same thing that
so then I do what I always do, which is just ignore and never
alienate
respond
them all.
No.
Denied.
Oh my god, what Mariah Carey song should we play next?